But Zeus ruined it all, God's will, no doubt, when he shipped me off with a roving band of pirates bound for Egypt, a long, hard sail, to wreck my life. There in the Nile Delta I moored our ships of war. God knows I ordered my trusty crews to stand by just where they were and guard the anchored fleet, and I sent a patrol to scout things out from higher ground. But swept away by their own reckless fury, the crew went berserk. They promptly began to plunder the lush Egyptian farms, dragged off the women and children, killed the men. Outcries reached the city in no time. Stirred by shouts, the entire town came streaming down at the break of day, filling the river plain with chariots, ranks of infantry, and the gleam of bronze. Zeus, who loves the lightning, flung down murderous panic on all my men-at-arms. No one dared to stand his ground and fight. Disaster ringed us round from every quarter. Droves of my men they hacked down with swords, led off the rest alive to labor for them as slaves. Myself, they passed me on to a stranger come their way to ship me to Cyprus. Iasus's son, Demeter it was, who ruled Cyprus then with an iron fist. And from there I sailed to Ithaca, just as you see me now, ground down by pain and sorrow. Good God Almighty, Antinous cut the beggar short, what spirit brought this pest to plague our feast? Back off, into the open, clear of my table, or you'll soon land in an Egypt, Cyprus, to break your heart. What a brazen, shameless beggar! Scrounging food from each man in turn, and look at their handouts, reckless, never a qualm, no holding back, not when making free with the next man's goods. Each one's got plenty here. Pity, pity, the wry Odysseus countered, drawing away. No sense in your head to match your handsome looks. You'd grudge your servant a pinch of salt from your own larder, you who lounge at the next man's board, but lack the heart to tear a crust of bread and hand it on to me, though there's God's plenty here. Boiling over, Antinous gave him a scathing look and let fly. Now you won't get out of the hall unscarred, I swear, not after such a filthy string of insults. With that he seized the stool and hurled it. Square in the back it struck Odysseus, just under the right shoulder, but he stood up against it, steady as a rock, and staggered by Antinous's blow, just shook his head, silent, his mind churning with thoughts of bloody work. Back he went to the doorsill, crouched, and setting down his sack about to burst, he faced the suitors, saying, "Hear me out, you lords who court the noble queen. I must say what the heart inside me urges. There's nothing to groan about, no hurt, when a man takes a blow as he fights to save his own possessions, cattle or shining flocks. But Antinous struck me all because of my good-for-nothing belly. That curse that makes such pain for us poor men. But if beggars have their gods and furies too, let Antinous meet his death before he meets his bride." "Enough, stranger," Antinous volleyed back. "Sit there and eat in peace, or go get lost, or else, for the way you talk, these young men will hale you up and down the hall by your hands or feet until you're skinned alive." Naked threats. But the rest were outraged, even those brash suitors. One would say to another, "Look, Antinous, that was a crime, to strike the luckless beggar. Your fate is sealed if he's some god from the blue, and the gods do take on the look of strangers dropping in from abroad, disguised in every way as they roam and haunt our cities, watching over us. All our foul play, all our fair play, too." So they warned. But Antinous paid no heed, and the anguish welled up in Telemachus's breast for the blow his father took. Yet he let no tears go rolling down his face, just shook his head, silent, his mind churning with thoughts of bloody work. But then, when cautious Queen Penelope heard how Antinous struck the stranger there in the halls, she cried out with her serving women round her, "May Apollo the archer strike you just as hard." And her housekeeper, Eurynome, added quickly, "If only our prayers were granted, then not one of the lot would live to see dawn climb her throne tomorrow." "Dear old woman," alert Penelope replied, "they're all hateful, plotting their vicious plots. But Antinous is the worst of all, he's Black Death itself. Here's this luckless stranger wandering down the halls and begging scraps, hard pressed by need. And the rest all give the man his fill of food. but that one gives him a footstool hurled at his right shoulder, hits his back. While she exclaimed among her household women sitting there in her room, Odysseus bent to supper. Penelope called the swineherd in and gave instructions. Go, good Eumaeus, tell the stranger to come at once. I'd like to give him a warm welcome. Ask the man if he's heard some news about my gallant husband or seen him in the flesh. He seems like